to the Neil Haley show on the Total Celebrity segment. And this guest, I know he's going to give me a great story. So I'm excited to welcome the program celebrity Bruce Campbell, author of Hail to the Chin, Further Confessions of a B-Movie Actor. Bruce, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm good. I'm uncomfortable with celebrity, though.
Really? Why are you uncomfortable
with celebrity? Yeah, thespian. Call me a thespian. I'm an actor.
A thespian, an actor. Okay. So let's kind of, you know, jump right quickly into Bruce, this story. Basically, you started from nowhere to get to where you are today, right? It was like taking chances and opportunity, knocked, and you answered the door, it sounds like.
Yeah, if you want to get into any kind of business, particularly show business, you have to kind of dive in enough to understand what it means to you. If you dip your toes in it, you won't really know, but if you dive in head first and stay for a prolonged period, that's how you'll know whether it's something you want or something that ain't for you. But I think you got to really get into it first.
Oh, definitely, Bruce. And let's kind of like jump right into what we were talking about with jumping in. Did you always want to be an actor growing up?
Since I was about 8, I went to see my dad in a play. My dad was in advertising. You know, he wanted to be a painter, but my grandfather sort of shut him down on that because my grandfather worked for Alcoa Aluminum for 40 years, you know. And so in this particular case, he got into community theater as a creative diversion like a lot of people do, and I went to see him in a play. And it was such a different side of my dad. He was cracking jokes. People were laughing. He was singing and dancing with women, you know, that weren't my mother. And it was a weird thing to watch. And I'm like, wow, I think I want a piece of that.
And it's like, this is something I want to do. And it was your dad kind of like a hobby thing that he tried. And you're saying, oh, my gosh, this sounds fun. But what about when you told your dad, this is what I want to do? Especially when
he was all for it. He was the first investor in Evil Dead. You know, because
really?
He got
wow.
shut down. So I give him a lot of credit. He said, yeah, go for it. I don't want to do what my dad did. And so my dad, I call him a generational in-betweener. You know, he didn't do everything he wanted to do, but he did some of what he wanted to do. My grandfather did nothing of what he wanted to do. And I basically have been able to do only what I want to do. So I give my dad a lot of credit.
It sounds like you definitely give him a lot of credit for that and the first investor in Evil Dead. So from when you were starting to work as an actor, did you do some other stuff before the Evil Dead for our listeners out there to understand?
No, it was all amateur stuff. No, little theater, stuff like that, all amateur stuff. Evil Dead was the first quote-unquote professional thing.
Gotcha. So how did you come up with this idea with the Evil Dead and stuff? Kind of give us that story.
Well, that's Sam Raimi, you know, out of his twisted brain. We had done a bunch of Super 8 comedies in high school and stuff, but we were concerned that if we wanted to make a real movie with a comedy, you'd have to get Bill Murray or Steve Martin, and it would be expensive. But a horror movie, you can use no-name actors, normal clothes, crappy locations, and it would be fine. So that's kind of how we ducked into the horror side. And Sam had read about the Sumerian Book of the Dead in a humanities class at Michigan State University. So kind of developed it from there.
It definitely sounds like it in a lot of ways. And you're kind of before your time, way before the time of what things have become today, and with independent movies and everything, creating this with the Evil Dead, because before that, the opportunity like you guys had really isn't out there at that time compared to now with how things are with independent films and low-budget films. So really, you're way ahead of your time in certain ways. With Evil Dead.
It's changing all the time, though. You know, we had pioneers before us, the John Carpenters of the world, the George Romeros, Herschel Gordon Lewis. There are a lot of people who blazed the horror trail for us, but, you know, it was nice to be able to take, at least Evil Dead, I can say, is a handmade movie that was made the old-fashioned way. There wasn't a digital thing in sight. It just had to be made, and I think that's what separated the people who really wanted to make movies back in the late 70s, you had to rent equipment. You couldn't buy it. You know,
right.
You had to splice the negative and buy footage from Kodak and take it to a laboratory and get it processed. None of that was cheap. So you had to figure out how to do that. Now you go to Kmart, you can buy your digital tower, your 2-gigabyte tower, buy software. You can make a movie for $10,000 now.
Right. Or even less than that, Bruce. You shoot it on your iPhone and go for it. A short movie.
Yeah,
look at how
much.
Unbelievable the iPhone, yeah. But then you'd say that you guys would have to say, let's scrounge every dollar together just to get this, start filming this. So that process of what's the difference between, you know, doing a B movie where it develops Evil Dead to this unbelievable franchise and versus like just doing a movie on a high budget, kind of explain those differences of how things work. Because a lot of people don't understand that, you know?
Well, you have a lot of support when you do a big movie. If you do a movie in the jungle, you've got transport vehicles and boats and teamsters and guys who handle snakes. And, you know, you're getting this wonderful meal and, you know, this craft service, all the, you know, anything sweet or savory you want all day long. They have the best cameramen, the best this, but it's slow and tedious. Low-budget movies are fast, furious. You have directors who are very passionate, actors who are very passionate, writers who are trying to prove something. So, but a lot of times they don't know what they're doing. So it's a betwixt and between. I like to kind of mix it all up, do a little bit of this, do a little bit of that.
With the success you've had, Bruce, do you still consider yourself, especially with this, as a B-movie actor? Or do you consider yourself much more?
Let's just say I would identify with that. That I like that group. I like that gnarly group of people. They're not as pretentious. They don't make as much money. They work harder. They work longer hours with less money, for less money. They have less support. So, I don't know. I don't mind that world because they can tell stories that are not as restrictive. You make a $100 million movie, you're going to shave all the harsh edges off your movie. You can't have anyone be too bad or too funny or too creepy or too weird. You can't kill too many pet people. You can't say certain words. It's very restrictive. In the B-movie world, man, the gloves can come off. I love that.
And the creative side can come off, too, right? Because they can't slash all the creativity that you want to.
Exactly. You can kill your hero.
Yeah.
You know, they don't care in a B-movie.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Exactly. And some of those B-movie classics. Did you ever think that Evil Dead would be so popular?
No, we didn't think we would finish the movie.
Wow.
I mean, it took 4 years to finish it.
Wow. Wow.
So, no,
wow.
It was a long, bumpy road. We had no instant aha moment.
And the long, bumpy road of writing the book, right, too. This is really getting you out of your comfort zone, right, writing books, right, for yourself, would you say, Bruce?
The book is a whole different ballgame. You know, it's a 100% different thing. It's out of the box, and I like it because, you know, actors are considered kind of stupid. And
right.
When you write a book, they look at you a little differently. I'm okay with that.
And that's another thing, and that's another way when you go and do all these different events, you got to have a book, right? That's one of your thought processes too, right, Bruce, of writing a book is wherever you go and wherever you get, here's your calling card, my book, especially if you're doing events, signings, things like that, just another venture.
Well, you put it into the mix.
Yeah.
You've got your Evil Dead
yeah.
photos, your Bubba Hotep photos, you know, your Maniac Cop photos, and then every so often someone brings your book by. So you put it into the mix.
Exactly. Do you enjoy writing, Bruce?
I love it. It's again, it's so much different than acting. It's very personal, too. When you're acting, you're working on somebody else's material. Somebody else wrote it. I like doing it where it's your own words.
Do you see yourself writing more books?
Absolutely. When Ash vs. Evil Dead is done, I'm pretty much going to go back to my little house in Oregon and get down and write some new stuff.
Well, that's great. There's certain people, once you write books, you can't stop. And they can't stop you till you die, Bruce, to do it. So keep
writing.
That's
right. And writing books
doing
is cheap.
Yeah, exactly. And you can go ahead and pick up your book in all finer bookstores. It's available now on Amazon and all those different places. Where can we find information on you, Bruce? Where's the best place we can go?
Go to my website, bruce-campbell.com. You know, it'll tell you my whole 35-city tour, where I'm going to be, links to get tickets, bookstores, you know, the whole schmeal. So that's always a good thing. And I tweet a lot of stuff on Twitter, @GroovyBruce.
All right, we'll when this goes out in syndication all over the place and we share it, we're going to be promoting it and getting it out there as much as possible, especially your fans. People need to pick up, if they're a fan of Bruce Campbell or a fan of Evil Dead or any of the projects Bruce's, pick up Hail to the Chin, further confessions of a B-movie actor. And Bruce, thanks for taking the time, and best of luck. And thanks for explaining a lot of what goes on with your life. And people need to definitely check out the book. It looks great.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it. I'll see you for the sequel.
Thanks. All right. Sounds good. I'm on it. I'll be there. Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.